Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't get the big deal. Just talk to Eddie. Get him to move Hellfire to another night.
Just talk to Eddie.
Why don't you just talk to your coach and get him to move the game?
I think that's a great idea, Mike.
Thank you, Dustin.
This is the championship game.
And this is the end of Eddie's campaign. A semester of adventuring has led to this moment, and we need you.
Yeah, and the Tigers don't. You've been on the bench all year.
It's not the point.
Please, arrive at the point. If I get in good with these guys, I'll be in the popular crowd, and then you guys will be too.
Has it ever occurred to you that we don't want to be popular?
So you want to be stuck with the nerds and freaks for 3 more years?
We are nerds and freaks.
Yeah, but maybe we don't have to be.
Look, I'm tired of being bullied. I'm tired of girls laughing at us. I'm tired of feeling like a loser. We came to high school wanting things to be different, right? So now we have that chance. I skip tonight, that's all out the window. So I'm asking you guys, as a friend, just talk to Eddie, get him to move Hellfire. Come to my game. Please.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Now, the last time I spoke to you, I think I promised, or came close to promising, that this episode that you're listening to right now would come out on Sunday, which is August 4th, and well, that didn't happen, but I had a good reason. It was my birthday. And, I spent the day hanging out with my wife. I also spent the day going to Best Buy and buying myself a GoPro using some gift money. But I spent half the day with my wife. Well, I spent some of the day with my wife. Then she didn't go, but I went to Metallica with my brother, his wife, my wife's sister, my nephew, and a friend of mine. We went to see the mighty Metallica, which ties in to Stranger Things. It all ties in together. And I just didn't get a chance to record on Sunday. I prepared. I definitely prepped. I rewatched those 10 minutes. I took some notes, but I didn't sit and record. And I said, I'll do it on Monday. And then I realized on Monday, Michael, you're just too tired. I still kind of have concert voice. I get a thing that I call concert voice, where my voice gets deeper. It gets more like a grown adult male. Because I scream and sing and enjoy myself. And I enjoy myself very loudly along with the singers in the band or the singer in the band and just cheering and screaming and yelling. And when I was younger, it would be like, no problem. Next day, I'm like this. Everything's fine. But the older you get, the more it affects your voice. And my voice has gotten, well, it's been worse than this. I thought I was going to wake up and sound like Vecna, and I didn't. So I was like, well, there's one win, but I was still just so gosh darn tired. I apologize for the language. And I said, you know, one more day, Mike. Just give yourself one more day. So it's now Tuesday, August 6th, for those of you keeping track. But it's early, early in the morning. I got up before work to talk Stranger Things 4, Hellfire Club, Part 3, so it's minutes 20 to 30 to do a quick recap. The first 10 minutes was giving us some sort of big story arc, something big that happened years ago that's going to affect our stranger friends, our best friends, our friends. It's going to affect them in the future or the present for them. And then the next 10 minutes seemed to be kind of giving us a quick catch up to most of our friends. And now, without any further ado, let's jump into minutes 20 to 30 in Stranger Things 4, The Hellfire Club. So we pick up these next 10 minutes with Jason in the middle of his speech, his such heartfelt speech, talking about so much loss, and he talks about the fire that killed the people in Hawkins. So whatever happened in part three with the mall, it was explained to people as a fire. Did they just burn it down as evidence? Like, did it get completely demolished? And they're like, oh, there was a fire. And who, I mean, the government, I would assume, covered it up. But they said the fire, so many people lost, like, they mentioned Billy. They mentioned Chief Hopper. But then you have to remember, what about all those people that kind of, you know, turned into goo and became part of the flesh flayer? Like, what about them? Like, wasn't there dozens upon dozens of people? Well, I guess a mall fire is one way to explain it all. But what about, hey, all of a sudden my dad was at a cookout and he dropped the cheeseburger and walked off. Like all those people that walked off together. Are they just all, I feel like the town is just being like, I don't know what happened, but it was a mall fire. And I forget if any of that is ever touched upon again. But at least what we find out here is that they're calling it a mall fire. They're mentioning the deaths. They mention Billy, and you actually see how that kind of, you know, just the mention of Billy gets Max, like, you could see that she's upset. But then, look, I mentioned it before, a Reddit post where someone said, Jason's not the bad guy. He's just a guy who cares about his town. All of a sudden, his girlfriend gets killed. All of a sudden, and this guy who sells her drugs seems to be the suspect, and he's hiding and all these things. And no, Jason doesn't start off as a villain, but he does just come off as smarmy and just a little phony or very phony. He uses this tragedy of this fire as a motivation to win a high school basketball game in honor of all them. It's like, we're going to do it. We're going to win the big game. And that will, you know, make everything better. And also, are the surrounding towns, are they all this short? Because this is a high school basketball team. It seems like this team should get dominated by whatever team they play. If they have one kid over 6 feet, the Hawkins is screwed. But anyway, here's the big problem. the game is tonight. And you can see that on Mike's face. And he's like, what? We cut over to Mike, Lucas, and Dustin. And this is our first time Dustin, Lucas talking. And it's the same night as Hellfire. Lucas is like, I can't have the game move. Just have Eddie move the campaign for Hellfire. And of course, Mike and Dustin are like, just have him move the campaign. He's been working on this for months. Eddie's been working on this for months. This is the big finale. And Lucas is like, we've been playing these games for months, and this is the big finale. And they're like, what's the difference? Just skip it. You don't even play in the game. Now, I hate to say this, but I'm kind of on Lucas's side for this because, look, there are a lot of things involved with a basketball game. It's not just getting all these kids from the team to show up. You're getting the other school involved. You're getting referees involved. There's probably local sports reporters that are showing up. And they'll be like, look, we can't do the game tonight because the Hellfire Club, not a team, a club. I was on the bowling club. I know the difference. It wasn't a team. We were a club. But they never moved. We never had any of the teams change their schedule so that they could come watch us in the big tournament, which was just intramural. It was just a club because you don't play other schools. You just play kids on the club, just like Hellfire. But definitely not as cool as Hellfire. So I'm on Lucas's side for the idea that you can't move this. This is my big game. This is my big chance. I'm part of something here. Can you please just come? But I don't love the reasoning behind why. It's not because this is my big team. This, please support me. You know, this means a lot to me. It's because, hey guys, this is our chance not to be nerds anymore. This is my big chance to be a part of the cool table. And Luke, Mike and Dustin are kind of like, did it ever occur to you we don't want to be cool? And I applaud that. It's like, dude, be who you are. Find your friends for who you are, not go be someone for to find friends. You know, just be, like I said, be, you know, don't be a phony, be real. Lucas wants more than that. And I get that, but I also get the other kids, you know, their point of view. But Lucas does kind of get to them. He's like, don't you want to be, you know, didn't you want to come to high school and reinvent yourself and not be considered being picked on and be bullied? And I get that too. It's a tricky situation, especially in high school, when you want to maintain friendships and do the things you want to do, but you also kind of do care about the social status on things. And, you know, for me, I'm trying to think in high school, I had my friends that we were just right in the middle. You know, like I had friends that were kind of, they were the athletes. But then my friends, I would consider them, they were fairly cool, but we were also goofballs and silly and into nerdy things. And I had my friends that were into nerdy things too. And then I had my friends at home who were maybe they were considered quote unquote cooler. I don't know. So I was able to float around. But then I was joking with my friend. I was like, you know, when I was home making movies, you were off at parties. Why didn't you bring me? So, you know, it's you can have your friends and have your fun too. I guess that's my way of saying it, but not when they're on the same night. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so that's a problem. That's the biggest problem in their life right now, the basketball game and the Dungeons and Dragons game. Then things are going pretty good in Hawkins, but I have a feeling it's going to get much, much worse. So we jump back over to the buyer's residence, even though I think this is, I don't like this calling this the buyer's residence. We know the buyer's residence back in Hawkins. And we find out that Joyce is selling encyclopedias. And I'm wondering if any of you kids out there are wondering, what's an encyclopedia? Have you ever heard of the website Wikipedia? Well, guess where they got the opedia from? They get it from the encyclopedia. Why? I don't know why it's called encyclopedia. It just is. When I grew up, growing up, we had the World Book Encyclopedia. If you wanted to know something, you just go upstairs and look it up. Now, it's already out of date by the time you print it, but it seems, you know, it was It was the fact. It was the fact that you went by. It was how I would write school papers. You'd sometimes research the World Book Encyclopedia. And as Joy said, it would save you from going to the library. Well, who wants that? I want to go to the library today. But sometimes we'd go to the library, too, to look up things and write things down on index cards. I remember writing a paper in high school about heavy metal. Yes, I did. And having to quote magazines and find books and write things down in cards because there was no copying and pasting. So anyway, Joyce seemed like she was really close to making a sale. She was on the phone with someone. The mailman shows up and delivers a package. And I kind of love how the mailman is invested in Jonathan getting his college acceptance letters too. It's like, don't worry, Mrs. Byers. You know, and I love that there's that connection. There's that community. He seems like a cool mailman. Nowadays, I just wave to my mail carrier. But when I was a kid, I remember like the mailman, I used to jump on the back of his truck and he'd drive around. Not safe. Not safe. But that was the 80s. So as I said, she was pretty close to a sale. But then she notices that the package has all these Russian stamps on it. And that completely ruined her chance at a possible commission. She's like, let me call you back. I don't think she ever calls this woman back. I'm going to be honest with you. She notices something's up. She opens this box. She thinks maybe it's from Russia, but what the hell is it? It's a doll. A doll. A doll. What could be the significance of this doll? Well, we don't find out right away. We jump back over to the high school, to Jane, to Elle. And of course, I feel bad. I feel bad because, of course, she's going to choose her dad to be her hero. Why wouldn't she? We know he's a hero. We know he's amazing. But the other kids, well, they don't. But they're jerks, okay? So they crack a joke about diarrhea. Now, her even laughing at that diarrhea joke is almost like, haha, yes, I'm trying to be part of the joke instead of being the target of the joke. And I've seen that before. I've probably done that before. It's like, ha, yes, I'm part of this. That was funny what you said. It didn't just completely crush me and hurt my feelings. I also feel bad for Will in this moment. You only see one little bit of him in these 10 minutes. I feel bad for him. I also feel jealous for him. No girl was trying to play footsies with me in grammar school or high school. High school is an all-boys high school. So there were no girls playing footsies with me. In fact, I think I've told you how I met my wife because she was at my house. She went out with my friend to hang out, and they're like, let's go back to my friend's house. Boom, I was there, and it was like, Dreamweaver, I believe we can get you through the night, or something like that. She thought it was funny, and 30 years later, she still thinks I'm funny. 30, well, it's more than 30. I'm old. But okay, anyway, where was I? I think Elle's presentation is cute, but it does come across a little childish for kids, especially high school kids. And as you know, kids can be pricks. And I have to be honest with you, though, Mrs. Gracie seems like a terrible teacher to allow that B word, Angela, to talk like that. And knowing that she's being completely sarcastic and like, oh, but I thought it was about a famous historic person. And it's like, no, that is so, oh my God. It's like, yeah, I don't care about Vecna. I don't care about it. If Angela was the full villain of season 4, I'd be completely okay with that. So we see Eleven storming out of the classroom, and Will's like, wait, Elle. And, you know, it's interesting. Does anyone say, hey, Will, why do you call Jane Elle? Oh, it's a nickname because she's lovely. You know, it's just, I wonder if that ever was a thought of any of the other kids or the teachers. But she leaves the classroom in tears. And Will's like, it wasn't that bad. And Eleven just says, friends don't lie.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As L runs off, we don't see her for the rest of these 10 minutes, and we jump over to Max and admit it. Nobody, none of us watching at this moment had any clue as to the monumental role that this song by Kate Bush played in the show and how much of a huge hit it would become as the world rediscovered this amazing gem. So we stay in high school, but we jump from California back to Hawkins, and we're with Max, who just seems to be kind of floating through the day, just kind of walking through the hall. She has her headphones on, doesn't seem to be interacting with anybody. She even sees Lucas, and they just kind of give a glance to each other. And you could see that Lucas wants to talk to her, wants to spend time with her. And she's almost like, hey, but, you know, acknowledges him enough to at least look at him. But that's really it. But we also notice, and Max notices, that Chrissy is coming out of an office. She seems to be a little upset, and Max is like, what's that about? Max goes into the same office we see on the door counselor, and this is our first inkling that that something is going on more with Chrissy, and obviously we know that something is going on with Max. We now see that the woman that Max was talking to in the school parking lot is the counselor. And it seems like Max is seeing her regularly, which makes sense. She went through such a tragedy, and her brother, her stepbrother, died in the process. And we find out a little bit more. They don't come out and say it, but they don't come out and say that, you know, her mother and Billy's dad are divorced. But it's pretty implied in these moments. We also see Max take off her headphones, and we realize that the music, the Kate Bush, is actually what she's been listening to. So we find out that Max has a C in English and a C minus in Spanish. I would love to get a C minus in Spanish. I took 2 years of Spanish, and I said, no habla español. I'm going to take 2 years of accounting. I'm not worried about it. It didn't affect me. It affected me in the fact that I can't speak Spanish. But I couldn't really do a very good job my first 2 years of high school in Spanish. And I'm jealous of my niece and my nephew, I think they take Spanish like already early in grammar school. And I didn't take it until high school. But a C in English and a C minus in Spanish. What language? She can't speak any language. That was a terrible joke. Anyway, the counselor asks her about her mom. And they talk about how they have their new place. Doesn't mention the stepdad. Obviously, this is where we see, they're living on their own. Is she still drinking? And it's like, and Max is like, a little, but, she's trying. She's working two jobs. That's it. We hit the limit. I hit the 10-minute mark, and that's it. I can't legally discuss any more of the Hellfire Club until next time. Whew. I almost like I if I went a second over, there would have been heck to pay, and I don't want to pay heck. But I do want to keep watching and keep talking about the Hellfire Club. So I'm excited to see what minutes 30 to 40 bring us. But I don't know yet because I haven't rewatched it. And I'm excited to rewatch it, get through it, and then come back and talk about those 10 minutes to you. But until then, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality. That's Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, Blue Sky, and I think that's pretty much most of them. But on TikTok, it's Stranger Danger Pod. The show also has a Twitter account, Stranger D Pod. But I'm trying to do more with the TikTok now. And I want to give a shout out to a commenter who wished me a happy birthday. This is Emily from Crocheter Things. I almost said Crocheter Things. That does not sound right. It's Crocheter Things because she crochets Stranger Things things. My mother's a crocheter, so it's an awesome talent, and she seems to be making some really awesome things. She says, happy birthday. I'm glad you're back on the air and love the first two. Thank you so much. If you're on TikTok, crochet, T-E-R, crochet, E-R, underscore things. Go check out all the cool things that she's making. Oh, she's made a Steve and Robin Scoops Ahoy dolls. Awesome. So yes, thank you for the shout out. And again, if you want to reach out, go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. There's the voicemail. You can email, and of course, on all the socials. If you are on iTunes, you can give a little iTunes review, a little five stars, and just write he awesome. You don't have to write much. On Spotify, you can give a little star. You can write comments. Every episode has the ability to have comments written on them. So like someone named Mad Max wrote, nice man. And someone wrote, really good dude. This was for Hawkins. This was months ago. So I appreciate everyone who is reaching out and anyone who's finding and listening to these shows, whether it's on the YouTube channel at Fans Not Experts, on the website, fansnotexperts.com, or if you're just a podcast listener, I appreciate you oh so much. And I'm looking forward to next time. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for finding this show. I need you to stay stranger, my friends, because we are the ones who will keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.